Okay, Mem Vav Amid Beis. Mem Vav Amid Beis. 46b in Bava Metzia. Amar Rabba at the bottom. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Huna. Mechor li be'elu kana. If a person says he's holding money and he says to his friend, sell for me your merchandise with these coins that are in my hand. And the friend doesn't care what's in his hand. He says, okay. And they take some kana. So that already acquires the merchandise. Right? You can't go back on that already. V'yeshlo alav ona. And if you were to, I guess if the seller were to look at these coins and say, actually, I want more, so then you'd be over the isser of ona. As long as it's more than a sixth, you'd be in violation of ona because you've already agreed to the price. Kana, what does that mean, Kana?
Why is this pricing, you take my merchandise and my money? What? Whose money is it?
No, he's saying to the other guy, Mechorli, sell me your merchandise. I've got money. I say to my friend, hey, I'll give you everything in my hand for that, you know.
Sell it for me, not sell it to me.
Okay. Same type of thing.
All right, sell it to me for these coins.
Right. So, kana af agav de lo mashach. It's kona even though he didn't take it. De kevin de lo kapid, kana de chalifin dami. Interesting that we are considering this money as if it's chalifin. Even though we had this whole discussion, could you use coins for chalipin? Because this guy basically just said, I'll take whatever's in your hand. So then that's considered like chalipin. Because it's as if he said, not as if, it is, because he said, sell me with these things, no matter what these things are. Okay.
Here's where this is getting strange because.
Because he said mechor.
The value of something is what you and I agree on, and here they have this. The goods have this inherent value, so that if the price is off, there is ona'a.
Yeah. That's true.
Where did this value come from?
Right. Maybe it's a market value. I don't know. But the word, the reason why it works apparently is because of the word mechor. That's how I have it here. I feel like that might be important. Rashi says, Lashon memkar, v'lashon chalipin. Yeah, we're going to ask the question. Rabba Amar Rav Huna, mechor li be'elu, kana ve'ein lo alav ona. And there's no ona. It's sold, but there's no ona. So we have this machlokas, Rabbi Abba and Rav Huna, and Rabba. Rabbi Abba from Rav Huna against Rabba, about whether or not there's ona here.
Both versions have Rav Huna in it.
Yeah, they're both quoting Rav Huna. So pshita, damim v'ein makbet aleihem ha-karmina de-kani de-chalifin damu. Chalifin u-makbet aleihem mai. What if there's a chalipin, but you are makbid that it's same value? So Amar of Adabar Ahava Tashima Hareshaya Tofes Parasov Yomed. He's holding his cow in the marketplace. Uba Chavir of Amar Lo Parascha Lama. Why'd you bring it to the marketplace? La Chamor Anitarach. I want to swap it out with a donkey. Yesh Li Chamor Shani Nosin Lacha. I'll give you something. Parascha b'kama, b'kach b'kach, he says the price. Chamor b'kama, how much of the donkey? B'kach b'kach, mashach ba'al chamor es ha'para, v'lo hispik ba'al ha'para limshach es ha'chamor ad shemes ha'chamor, lo kana ba'al chamor es ha'para. If they've decided a price, or they've decided, I guess, that the prices are equivalent or close enough, and say, okay, we're just going to swap it. Then the donkey owner takes physical hold of the cow, but the cow owner didn't take physical holding of the donkey until by the time the donkey dies. So the lo kana ba'al chamor es ha'para, even though he had taken it already physically, he did not officially acquire it until they were swapped. Shema mina chalipin u'mak ben aleihem lo kana. Right, this is basically a barter, and you're only fully a chalifin of bartering where you are swapping like valued items, that's not konat until you actually both get it. Amareva atuchliv b'shuf tane askinan. Are we talking about fools? The lo kapti, that they don't care what the price is. El kol chalipin mikbad kapti. That should be part of the definition of chalipin. It doesn't matter if they say the price or they ask for the price. El kol chalipin mikbad kapti v'kana. It's always a case where they care about it, but nonetheless, it's going to be kona. And I guess even in this case, like he's disagreeing with the Tashma. It's a brisa, though. Oh, v'hachamai skin. So what's the brisa talking about? De'amar le'ei, chamor be'parav etileh, utleh, u'mashach z'parav adayin l'mashach z'etleh, d'lo havala mishich ma'alya. He was supposed to give him not just a cow, but also a sheep. And he only took the cow, not yet the sheep. And therefore, it wasn't a full
omission from the story.
Right, just left that part out. Okay. So the first guy never even took all of his stuff. That's why it's not Kona. The first guy isn't Kona the cow, because he had to take the second animal also. Amar Mar. Let's go back to that for a second. Mechor li be'elu, kind of yesh lo levana, lema sava Rav Huna matzbe nasa chalipin. Does Rav Huna believe that coins can be used as chalipin? It just said before, dami le chalipin. And that's why it works. That's where low. Can't be. Rav Huna sava la krabi yochran damar dvar tor mos konos. Really, coins are always, I was thinking this, coins can always acquire b'doraisa. Why is that we said it's only really konami darabanan once you take hold of it? Because we're worried someone's going to sell something, he never actually took hold of it, and he's going to say, oh, I'm so sorry, the wheat, you know, burned up, you know, but I'm still keeping your money because you paid. That's only with common situations. Gazru barabanan. I was going to say otherwise, but he said that this is an uncommon situation when a guy just says, hey, can you take all the I'll give you everything in my hand for that, you know, for that phone. And then he says yes. So Amar Le Mar Rav Huna Amar Huna Bered Rav Nachman Rav Ashi Atur Nachimas Nisula. This is how we understand it. V'chein Amar Rav Huna Ein Matbea Nasa Chalipin. Rav Huna says, basically, Rav Huna agrees that money cannot be used for chalipin. Okay, I guess they had to sort of go through that whole thing just to get to that point. But okay, b'meh konin, with what can a person acquire with chalipin? Rav Amar b'kelev shel kona. Oh, okay, we're talking about how to do chalipin. So whose items do you use? So Rav says you use the customer's item, meaning that the customer sort of trades something. When he's buying it, he gives the seller a handkerchief. And when he takes the handkerchief, that's kona, the item. Denich alei lekona delave machna kona. Because it's better for the customer that the seller be the acquirer. Ki hech deligmar lelachnele. So that through that, the seller will have a certain sort of perspective that I'm getting something for the thing that I gave him. And that's sort of like a finality to it. The Levi says, no, you're going to use the seller's item. Come on. That's weird. That sounds like the sort of like the fourth wall there. That the Gemara says, as we will say soon. Gemara does not usually talk like that. Okay. Amar le Rav Huna, mi discarta l'reva. Ululevi de Amar Bekelev Shal Makne. Skarta?
That's where he's from.
Oh, Skarta. The fact that you're...
We've got a lot of Hunas around here.
Amar Lerev Huna mi Discarta. Oh, Discarta. I was thinking de Sakarta. Discarta is a place. Near like Baghdad. Descartes, I don't know.
Near Baghdad.
Near Baghdad, like everything else. Me discarta lereva ulelevi damer b'kelu shalmakta hakakani arad agav glima. From the fact that Levi says that the vessels of the chalipin, the item of chalipin is of the sellers, does he not already acquire it through the land that is underneath the clothing that he's buying, or whatever item he's buying? What? What is this saying? That you acquire land through the actual handkerchief? Hakakani ara agav glima. I don't know how, why he does that, but he acquires land through taking the handkerchief, if that's how it worked, Levi. You would be basically saying that you're taking land for movable property, through movable property. And I have the opposite. This is Rav Huna Discarta saying about Gemara and Kedushin, Nechas Shina Lachrayas, Nikta Nechas Shesh Lachrayas, that Metaltzlin can be bought through Karka, but not the other way around. Amar Lei, I have a Leihach, Levi Hacha, if that's how Levi had it, or if Levi was here, have a Mafik Lapak Pulse Denura. Huh? He would bring sparks of fire?
Smitten you with fiery lashes.
Levi would be really upset at you. Me sever glima maknelei. Who says that the handkerchief is some kind of magical acquisition thing? He's not acquiring the handkerchief. Bahi hana to kamakabel mine gumar vaknelei. From that benefit that he's giving or getting, that he considers the handkerchief a formidable, deal sealer. It's not because he's acquiring a handkerchief. It's not an agave at all. It's just a chalipin. Yeah, I didn't understand the whole point in the first place. Why is he bringing agave into it? It's a chalipin question. So Kitanai. So the Gemara goes back to Rav and Levi's machlokas. Whose item do you give? So this is actually machlokas Tanai. From, anyone know where we learn? We learn the halachas of chalipin from Rus. Vizos lifanim bi Yisrael al hagula v'al hatzimura l'kayim kol davar shalaf ishn alo v'nasan l'reyu. This, by the way, is a very important gemara for what we'll all be doing for all of you next week, Monday morning. How do you do chalipin? But it's learned now from Rus. So geula, why does it say, who's saying what to who here? Vizos lifanim bi Yisrael al hagula v'al hatzimura. Is Boaz talking?
This is the narrator talking. A later writer.
Oh, it's later. Okay.
A later writer. Whoever
this
wrote
shall be for the Jewish people.
That's what they used to do.
Okay.
This is what they used to do.
What you mean, narrate?
The narrator is saying right. This is what they used to do. So what they did in the narrator's time, I don't know.
Zos levanim b'Yisrael al ha-geula temura. So geula zimechura, mechira. That's referring to something that you sell. And you get money back. V'chein hu omer lo yigael. It's a pasuk in Behar, I think, when it comes to the selling of, not Behar. It could be Behar. I don't know if it is, but I think it is after Kedoshim. So it's either Behar or B'chukosai, where it talks about selling the fields. So temura zu chalipin. But the word temura in the pasuk is referring to chalipin. V'chein hu omer lo yachli fanu v'lo yamir daso. that's also, I think, by the selling of the land. Me nasan lemi, who gives to who? Boaz nasan lagoel. Boaz is the one that gave it to the brother. I don't know, the brother. I don't think it was a brother. It was
closer
the goel. Right, the closer redeemer. Was it a cousin or something? I don't remember, something like that. Or an uncle?
Ploni
Almoni, yeah. So Boaz nasan lagoel. Boaz is the one that gave the shoe, this is referring to Yibam, but gave the shoe, or quasi Yibam, to the goel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Goel Nasan the Boaz.
That makes more sense because Boaz is acquiring the land.
Right, the rights to the land and the
so
property.
Boaz is acquiring the land, so it would be that the...
Well, that only makes sense if that's how you hold Chalipin works. But yes, you're right. It does make more sense if you're swapping something. You get something, you give him something. That was Rav's point. Rav's point is it makes it make sense that I get something, you get something. That kind of thing. But we're just saying this machlokas tonight here. Okay, more chalipin stuff. Tana bichli afal gav she'en bo shaver puta with konin bichli. That makes more sense. Konin bichli afal gav afal pi she'en bo shaver puta. You can do chalipin with a handkerchief even though it's not worth a shaver puta. Amar of Nachman lo shenu ela bichli aval bepere lo. You can't use fruit. I think we saw this already. Rav Sheshes Amar Afilu Peres. Rav Sheshes No. Even with fruit, you can use for chalipin. My time, Rav Nachman's fruit. Amar Krab Naalo. The pasuk in Boaz by Boaz says his shoe Naal in Midiachrini Lo. Only something which is akin to a shoe. My time, Rav Sheshes Amar Krab Lekayim Kol Davar. Anything could work. Rav Nachman Amar Haksiv Lekayim Kol Davar. Rav Nachman, what do you do with that part of the pasuk? Lekayim Kol Kolbar. The nikdin be Minal. Minal. Is that like a sandal or something?
It says via a shoe or other utensil.
Oh, so na'alo was a sandal? What's...
It just says a minal as via a shoe.
And a minal is also a shoe? What's he saying here? That hahu l'kayim kol davar also means dinikdin b'minal.
The phrase means to confirm any matter of redemption and substitution. It teaches that they are all finalized via a shoe or other utensil. I mean, it does seem to be saying a shoe. And then later, the next thing it says is talking about his shoe.
I don't know. That.
Whether it was going to just be any random shoe?
I don't know. I really don't know why we need. What's the benefit of that second pasuk? But okay. Maybe it's referring to not only the kinyan but also the chalipin. Maybe I don't know. Rav Sheshes Naim Haksiv Naalo Amar Lach Rav Sheshes Ma Naalo Davar Mesuyam Av Kol Davar Mesuyam Lafu Kechatzi Rimon Mechatzi Egos Delo. It's got to be a full thing, not a half of a thing. Amar Rav Sheshes Breid Ravidi. Come on.
Then a shoe is bad. It's half of a shoe.
Well,
it's useless.
Half of a person's use, but it's a whole shoe. Yeah, I hear you. Kasvina Ayudna. That. Bemana Dekasha Lemikni Bay. Maybe you recognize that from Aksuba. With an item which is kosher for using as an acquisition, bimana, which is a item, la fukumi de Rav Sheshes damar konu beperos, as to the exclusion of Rav Sheshes, who says you can use fruit. We can't use fruit. De kasher la fukumi de Shmuel, it has to be kasher as opposed to Shmuel damar konin bimiroka. Bimiroka. Is that something with a cattle?
Variously translated.
Utensil made of dried and hardened cow dung.
Oh, cow dung, sure. Maroka. I feel like there are other words for that. Shmuel says you could even...
My cow dung dish.
It says it's unfit as an instrument for chalipin.
Right, you can't use cow dung for chalipin. I'll remember that. I probably won't, but... Lemiknia, lafukumi de Levi, to Amar Bekelev shall makna kamash malan, lemiknia, vlo laaknuye, to actually acquire as opposed to give over to be acquired. So then I guess you're passing like Rav, that the buyer gets the chalipin item from the seller. So Bay, Bei Rav Papa Amar Lemutze Matzbeya. Rav Zvid Vitim Rav Ashi Amar Lemutze Yisurei Hana. The exclusion of using coins versus Rav Zvid, who says for Rav Ashi, maybe he holds you could use coins, I don't know, that it's coming to the exclusion of using something you can't get benefit from. The Ikta Amri, Bei Amar Rav Papa Lemutze Matzbeya, the Kasher, Amar Rav Zvid Vitim Rav Ashi Lemutze Yisurei Hana. The Kasher has to be not that it's a good form of payment, but it's a good usable item. Ava Morika Lo Yisrich. But dung, we don't have to go out of our way to exclude dung. Everybody knows you can't use that. Asimon kona samatbeya, back to our Mishnah. Asimon is a different kind of coin. Do we know what that was made of? Asimon can acquire
those
coins.
Phone tokens in Israel? And
yes, I think you're right. Asimon is used to use that for that. My Asimon, Amarav, Mos, and Itanos, Besimon, the Beis Amerchatz. These were also tokens of some kind you would give to the bathhouse to get in. I don't know why they needed special coinage.
Because it's a defective coin. In other words, it's not. There's
you
no financial.
You can't use it in circulation, but you can still use it as a.
It's a way for the attendant to keep track of the people.
Oh, it's not a payment.
Right.
Okay, it's all like a.
It's
like
only,
a hall pass or
it's
bathroom.
Its only value
pass.
Is that.
Yeah, the people know that you're in there. Okay. Kind of interesting. Mesevei. So we have a question on the fact that Asimon is some kind of hall pass for the Beis Amerchatz or counter.
It could be a ticket of some kind. You know, it's like.
Yeah, I guess we have to wait and see.
Very limited use.
In Mechal and Meiser Sheni al Asimon, you can't deconsecrate Meiser Sheni onto an Asimon. V'lo amos hanitanos pesimon Beis Amerchatz, and not on money. Or coinage, which is given to the bathhouse attendant. So Michlal da Asimon lav mos hanitanos b'simon beis merchatz. It can't be the same thing if they're listed twice. V'chitim parushim kam mevarash. You're going to tell me that Bryce is just trying to explain, clarify what the first thing is, Asimon. Oh, which is so v'halo tana hachi. Doesn't say like that. Michlal ma'aser sheni al Asimon divrei Rabbi Dosa. V'chomer in Michlal and v'shavin, and they both agree. They have machlokas about whether or not you could use an asimon, but they both agree. Shein mechal on amos and nitanos b'simon beis amerchatz. Everyone agrees you can't use it for the bathhouse attendant coin. El amar Rabbi Yochanan my asimon pulsa, a round piece of metal.
This
is like unminted, basically.
Yeah,
an unminted piece of metal. Va'az de Rabbi Yochanan tamei. Rabbi Yochanan. Follows his usual reason. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Dos, Rabbi Shmuel, Amri Davar Echad, Rabbi Dos, Sahad Amran. We already said Rabbi Dos said that you can't be Michal, Meister Shein, and Asimon. Rabbi Shmuel, my, he, what is Rabbi Shmuel? Titaine, Vitar, the Kasab Yadecha, Biadcha, which is by Meister Shein, Kol Davar Hanitzerar, Biad, anything that could be held in the hand, bundled up in the hand, even if it doesn't have a minting. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Rabbis called Abba Sheesh, Love Tzura, even everything that it comes to include Vitar Takas Vitar, anything that has a Tzura. I suppose Rabbi Yishmael says even something which does not, but something which can be minted. Okay, why is Rabbi Yochanan, what does that do with Rabbi Yochanan? Okay, he's just the transitive property type of thing here. Rabbi Shmuel, who says that you can use a coin without a minting on it, holds like Rabbi Dosa from Rabbi Yochanan's explanation, because Rabbi Dosa is the one that said about the Asimon, you can't be Mechalel. And here Rabbi Shmuel is saying about the Asimon that even the thing that can't be Mechalel, that you can be Mechalel, is something which has the possibility of using a coin without a thing on it, a mint on it. Okay. Ketzad, Mashal Chemeinu Peres, Lo Aslo Maos, Enu Yachol Achzor Bo. If he took from him the merchandise, but he didn't give him the money, he can't go back on it. Meaning, once you take the item, you are obligated to pay. It's a mechayev. Amar Rav Yochanan, Devar Torah Maos Konos. Mivnei Ma'amar Mashiach Konos. Gzer Hashem Yomar Lo, Nisr V'Chidech Balei. I guess we're now focusing on this. So says the Gemara. We already said this, that midaraisa money is good for acquisition, but Rabbanan came along to make gzera. We don't want people gaming the system and selling things that are then going to magically disappear. So man deshada deleka bayil shalume. Whoever burned the wheat's got to pay for it then. Got to pay the guy that bought it. Elegazer shem atipol deleka bonus. Maybe it's going to happen, you know, bonus. So e mokmas lehu birshusei. If it's happening in the domain of the mocher, maser nafshe tarcha matzil, he should have tried and stopped it. And if he didn't try to stop it, so he has to go.
If it was still his, he would do that. If it was still ownership was still in the mocher, he would take extreme precautions. But it's not mine anymore. He paid me already. I got the money.
The elo. If it's not his, he's not going to care about it. Oh, that's explaining why. Okay. The Chachamim thought, because as long as the wheat is going to be considered already belonging to the customer, so then he's not going to go and save it, because it's not his. But as long as we say that the sale is not final until the guy gets his money, so that's why he would go and save it still. Rish Lakish Amar Mishich Mefresh of Me'at Torah. My time at Rish Lakish Damar Kra. V'chis Imkru M'kola M'secha O'kano M'yad M'secha Damar Niknam Yad L'yad. Mishich has to be done Midaraisa, according to Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar M'yad L'mu'utze Karka Teles Be'ona. That Rabbi Yochanan says, the word M'yad comes to the exclusion of Karka, that you can't, I was going to say you can't grab it. But the reason why it's excluded here, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is it doesn't have the halachos of onah. You can't oversell a piece of land. It's all supply and demand. Rish Lakish, im ken lichtof kara v'chizkru l'minkar miyad amisech alo al tonu. O kano l'amalish v'amina l'mshicha. Rabbi Yochanan, o kano, what is that miyavidle? What does he use the words o kano for? Mi bayle l'chitzan, the price says, v'chizkru l'minkar al tonu. Ein li ala shenis ana lokeach. I only know that the customer can be abused. How do they translate ona here? Shenit ana, defrauded? Okay, not bad. Nit, cheated. Nit ana mocher minayin. How do we know that the seller can be cheated also? Tamalomar o kano al tono. That even the buyer shouldn't defraud the seller. Rish Lakish Tarti Gamra Mine. Rish Lakish says you can learn from both, I guess, because it's two phrases. One for one for the other. Okano and Altonu. And I guess Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of both, just needs one. Tanan, Rabbi Shimon Omer Kol Shek, as of Yado Yado Al Yona. Anyone who has the money, his hand is, he's got the upper hand. Mocher hu dematzi hadarbe, lokech lo matzi hadarbe. And therefore, the seller is the one who could go back on it, I guess, if he has the money. But a lokeach can't go back on it because he doesn't have the money anymore. So if you're going to tell me that money, actually, midaraisa does work. That's why the mocher could go back on it, according to Rabbi Yochanan. But lokeach lo matzi hadarbe. And that's why the customer can't, because he doesn't have the money anymore, and the sale's already done. He doesn't have the money. If you hold like Rish Lakish, that giving over the money doesn't do anything until he gets the object back, why can't the Lokech also go back on it, Rish Lakish? Amar Rish Lakish, alibidu Rabbi Shimon, lo kamina. Ki kamina libidu Rabbanan. I'm holding like the Rabbanan that disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan. And said, I think they could go back. Disagreed with Rabbi Shimon. This whole concept is only according to Rabbi Shimon, that only the mocher can go back. So, b'shalom le'Rish Lakish, haynu di'ika bein Rabbi Shimon le'Rabbanan. That's the difference of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan believe that ma'os konos min haTorah, and therefore only the seller could go back. But Rabbi Shimon holds, I think I got it backwards before, Rabbi Shimon holds that midaraisa, the seller could, the buyer also could go back, but it's just midrabanan that we don't. El Rabbi Yochanan, ma'ika bein Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, how does he explain the difference between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan? If midaraisa, everyone agrees already. So ika b'dayu d'Rav Chista, dam Rav Chista, k'der she'tikna m'shicha m'ochran, kach tikna m'shicha b'kochos. Just like they said you should do a m'shicha when you're selling something, also they said you should do it by l'kochos. What are l'kochos?
It says for the buyers.
Oh, I guess m'shicha, the seller is benefiting for by the m'shicha, and so too we're saying it's for the buyer too.
I.e. that the buyer can renege until he takes the merchandise.
Okay, the same person is doing the m'shicha. Rabbi Shimon leis leidur of chista, Rabbi Shimon leis leidur of chista. Okay. Tanan. I don't really know what the Rabbanan mean. I guess the Lokech has no power in this case. Yeah, Rabbi Shimon holds that it's only for helping the Mocher. Tanan, he doesn't lose his merchandise or something. Tanan, aval amru misha paramidor mabel, who's a silly paramen shayn omid bidiburo. If somebody says he's going to give something but never does, so then it's not literally that he's chayiv, but he's going to get this curse. So, e amar bishlam mos kono. So, you're going to tell me that money midaraisa acquires, mishum hachi kai ba'aval. That's why they get this curse. Eliam mos konos mos inon konos, but if you hold a gushlakish, that money never actually does anything. So am I kai ba'aval? Why would he aval? Why would he get this curse?
It's just a nasty thing to do. It's a,
right. Well, that's hopefully what we're going to say. Mishum devarim, because he said he was going to do it. Uve devarim mi kai ba'aval. Do we really give him such a curse? We'll continue with this tomorrow.
So we finished off right at the bottom, right?
Yeah, right at the bottom.
So. It's odd that if, to me, that if biblically,